Investigators say when an engine exploded on a Southwest Airlines flight the other night, it sent that aircraft into an unexpected 45-degree bank. And while NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says the pilot somehow regained control,
throughout the rest of the flight, there was what I'm going to describe as a fair amount of vibration throughout the airplane.
One woman died in that incident, seven other passengers injured, but passengers are praising the woman at the controls of the plane for how she conducted the emergency landing. The FAA now wants inspections of all jet engines similar to the one that blew up on that flight. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Still awaiting comment from the Pentagon about reports that an Al-Qaeda leader who had a hand in recruiting some 9/11 hijackers has been captured in Syria. A report on AFP claims Mohammed Haidar Zamar has been detained by Kurdish forces in northern Syria. The theft of explosives from a worksite in Pennsylvania is bigger than authorities originally thought. The ATF initially saying 640 pounds of dynamite was taken. Now they say over 700 pounds of it's missing. One of the first professional wrestling legends is dead. Bruno Sammartino passing away at his home in Pittsburgh. Known as the Italian Superman, he was the second ever WWE champ and held the title for almost 8 years in the 60s and 70s. A statement says he sold out Madison Square Garden 187 times over the years, a fact he was proud to tout when he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2013.
To be inducted into an Hall of Fame, of course, it's extremely special. But to happen here in Madison Square Garden, that is... for one thing, I'm extremely proud that I headlined Madison Square Garden more time than anyone in the history of Madison Square Garden.
Bruno Sammartino survived by his wife and three sons. Sammartino was 82. Find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the pros and cons of giving employees bonuses. Jim Lynch from Regional Personnel will be calling in to discuss the real cost of a bad hire. I'll talk about the seven ways images can have a huge impact on your business marketing and what you need to know before signing a commercial lease. Thursday, April 19th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way I've been taking.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington, in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, a brief check of the weather shows temperature is currently 45 degrees at 12:05. Today it'll be cloudy with an increasing wind coming on later this afternoon, a shower also later, a high of 50 degrees and a low of 33. For tomorrow, it'll be breezy with some clouds and a high of 52 and a low of 32. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 57 and a low of 32. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 61 and a low of 35. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 88.92 to 24,659.15. The NASDAQ down 59.45 to 7,235.79. S&P 500 down 19.24 to 2,689.40. Oil is up 46 cents to $68.93 per barrel. If you're not paying attention at the pump, gas is now averaging around $2.75 per gallon. And gold is down $9.70 to $1,343.80 an ounce. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And again, thank you for joining me here for another edition of Taking Care of Business right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. A great resource for you if you own a business, because there's so many great topics here and so many great shows that I enjoy listening to during the course of the week. And so hopefully you're able to catch us and listen in as well. We've got everything from attorneys to counselors, accountants, home improvement. We have a sports show on Friday, so it's a good resource for you to, you know, get a little more information. And because it's local and because it's, you know, fellow business owners, we're all here to help you. So we're glad that you could join us. If you're watching the program right now, you're doing so on Facebook. If you're listening on the live stream on our website, we'd ask that you open up another browser and go to Facebook and like this show's page. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. And like and follow that page so that you can get updates midweek on things happening in the business world. Glad you could join us today. And then we usually will lay out usually a day or two before any upcoming topics or guests that we're going to be having on the show. Today, this afternoon, we're going to have Jim Lynch, who is the owner of Regional Personnel in Annandale, New Jersey, call in, and we're going to talk to him. He's doing a presentation for the Somerset County Business Partnership called The Cost of a Bad Hire. So we're going to talk to him about that presentation and what are the costs associated with making a bad hire. The Business Quote of the Week is brought to you every week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And this week it comes from Hilary Swank, the actress. Now, I had seen her on a interview a couple of weeks ago, and she's taken some time off from acting to take care of her father, who was ill. And but she has a mantra that when she said it out loud during the interview, it just resonated with me, and I said, man, that's a good way to approach things. And she says, make a choice, make it happen. And it doesn't get any simpler than that when you think about it. If you want something to happen, then you have to make a choice that you're going to make it happen. So if you think about that and apply it to your business, apply it to your personal life, make a choice, make it happen. You know, I've been told by two or three different doctors I need to lose about 25 pounds. I have to make a choice, and I have to make it happen. Keep tuning in, and hopefully over the course of the next couple of months, you'll see that getting a little slimmer and losing that weight and taking care of the body and being here for the people who need me to be here. So that's all good. Now on the program, something happened this morning and I wanted to just take a break away from business for just a second. I have a friend of mine, a great friend and a neighbor of mine whose sister-in-law, has posted that she needs a kidney transplant. Her name is Catherine Mulligan. Great family. And Mary Jane, is the Jacobs, they're a great family as well. You spend any time of time with these people, with the Mulligan family, and you know your life is better as a result. It's just they're those kind of people. And so they've never really asked for anything, and Mary Jane never asked for anything. But when she posted today that that her sister-in-law needed a kidney, I said, you know, hopefully with the power of a radio show, hopefully with the power of the internet, with social media, we'd be able to get somebody in touch with the right person to help Catherine. Her story is basically this, and I want you to write this down as far as a website. It's Kidney for Catherine, Kidney the number 4 and Catherine. And she writes, you know, I'm Catherine and I need a kidney, not necessarily your kidney, but someone's. And you can help by just sharing this post with your friends on Facebook. And together we can find that angel who's willing to do an extraordinary thing to save my life. Everybody in her family's been tested and apparently ruled out. But right now she has end-stage renal failure due to polycystic kidney disease, a genetic disease that she inherited. And she needs an angel to step forward to save her life by donating, by volunteering to donate a kidney that's blood type O. She knows it's a tall order. They understand this, and it's a big ask. So she's not really asking you individually. She's asking if you know someone. Excuse me. So what we're doing is we're trying to spread the word for Catherine. And again, if you'll take that website, Kidney for Catherine, Kidney, the number 4, and Catherine, post that to your Facebook page, email that to your friends, get them to share it as well. Hopefully we can spread the word and then find that altruistic donor who is out there and may come step forward and make the donation. Now remember, most people only need one kidney to function, but in Catherine's case, she needs one just to live. So we're going to ask you now to take about 10 minutes, go to the kidneyforcatherine.com website, copy that link, email it, send it to your friends, all of them, by email, post it on your Facebook page, get it out there on other social media, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere, and LinkedIn. And again, you never know who's out there that would read that story and then, you know, step forward and say that, you know, they have a need or they have, you know, someone who may be able to help out. So again, the website is called Kidney for Catherine, and she's to the point now where she'll either be on dialysis or give me 1 second. So, again, with end-stage renal failure, end-stage kidney disease, she would need a transplant very quickly. Otherwise, it's just dialysis for as long as possible. If you'd like more information, you can call the Jefferson Nicoletti Kidney Transplant Center, the Living Donor Kidney Transplant Organization. And if you need to speak to someone confidentially, you can call Samantha Kuda at the Living Donor Coordinator at 215-503-4045, or Kelsey Hill, who is the Administrative Coordinator, at 888-855-6649. You can also complete an online assessment form. All of that information is on the website, Kidney for Catherine. And so, again, it's Kidney, the number 4, and Catherine. And I appreciate anything that you can do and anything you would consider to help this family. And really, it's just about getting the word out. And so often, there was a story not too long ago about a man wearing a T-shirt in Disney World that said, I need a kidney, you know, A positive. And someone saw it, took a picture of it along with a phone number, and sure enough made a connection. So hopefully by the use of this radio station, by the use of social media, we'll be able to help Catherine in her quest to get a kidney. And again, if you know the family, just great people and really like to see them get helped out as quickly as possible. It's currently 12:15. We're going to step away for our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about 6 traits of a successful customer testimonial. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business. Every way I've been taking care of business. It's all right, taking care of business and working overtime work.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for the rest of the hour till 1 o'clock. And coming up around the 12:30 break, or after the 12:30 break, we're going to be speaking with Jim Lynch from Regional Personnel about the cost of a bad hire and a symposium he's going to be hosting for the Somerset County Business Partnership next week, I believe. But let's talk. I want to skip around a little bit today and understand. I feel like an octopus today because I got to work the computer for the live stream. I got to work the CD player. I got to work the phones. My hands are going everywhere. So just trying to make sense of it all. Hopefully it doesn't look as chaotic as it feels in my brain right now. But there's a lot of talk amongst employers. There's a lot of talk on the Society of Human Resource Managers forums about bonuses, how to give them, when to give them, why to give them. And I was talking with a couple of gentlemen from a large pharmaceutical company the other day, and it really came down to they were asking, why should we give bonuses? Isn't it enough to employ them? Isn't it enough to give them a job and benefits and things like that? And I made the argument, being a former recruiter, about how sometimes most companies will bring people in at the low end of a pay scale, pay grade. So let's say you're a pay grade 15. They're going to bring you in at a low grade, and then they want to be able to promote you in a year or two to the mid-range, then the high, and then out to pay grade 16. But that could take upwards of 3 years. The average tenure of an employee right now is about 2.5 years in just about every industry. So with that said, is there something that employers can do that will extend that tenure from 2.5 years to the 3 or 4 or 5 or longer term? And I mentioned employee recognition being one of the big ones. A lot of surveys out there saying that employees don't necessarily want to see more money as much as they want peer-to-peer recognition. Bringing them in to a group meeting in front of everyone, maybe you're handing them an award. Maybe it's just a simple certificate, but you're showing that, you know, their contributions have helped the company. So again, major corporations have made headlines by giving some of their tax savings to workers. So here's another way that you can consider rewarding your employees. Because after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was signed into federal law in December, a number of Fortune 5 companies, from AT&T to Walmart, made headlines by passing some of their corporate tax savings down to employees in the form of company-wide one-time financial bonuses. Now, while as a small business owner, your tax savings aren't likely to have the same be in the same stratosphere as these global brands, you may still be able to provide some form of an employee bonus. But before you do, there are some basics along with pros and cons to consider. Now, the basics of rewarding workers are simple. Bonuses can come in many sizes and shapes, not just money. A bonus can be anything from extra vacation days to profit sharing to a paid getaway. However, things like certificates or trophies aren't necessarily considered bonuses. Those are considered recognition, and it's important not to confuse the two. Bonuses can be structured in lots of ways, including one-time, maybe seasonal. Just don't do gift subscriptions to the Jelly of the Month Club or something like that, or at the end of the year. They can be awarded individually. They can be awarded to an entire team or company-wide or tied to performance metrics. Recruitment, retention, individual or group goals, company milestones, or even just given here and there at a supervisor's discretion. These are called discretionary or spot bonuses. In other words, there's no one right way for you to give a bonus. Now, the pros of employee bonuses. First is the obvious. Who doesn't love getting a bonus? In general, bonuses can improve employee morale, retention, and even recruitment, as employees may share with friends or sites like Glassdoor that these benefits exist at the company, at least for relatively short periods of time. Compared to permanent salary raises, bonuses are a relatively inexpensive way to strengthen the company culture. Bonuses can also be used not just as a thank you, but as a business tool to improve motivation. For example, performance-based bonuses can be a good option for small business owners concerned about their budget. This way, employees only receive the bonus if they've helped your business reach certain goals, and you're not on the hook for them if you suffer an unexpectedly lean year. What are the cons of an employee bonus? You're still on the hook for payroll and Social Security, Medicare taxes, for monetary bonuses, just as you are for salary payments. The employees are also heavily taxed on cash bonuses of up to 40%. Also, be clear on the parameters and rules around bonuses to decrease internal competition, unethical or company-damaging behavior to win a bonus. For instance, if you offer bonuses based on sales goals, be clear that associates are not permitted to deeply discount or over-incentivize sales in order to gain an advantage. If you offer bonuses quarterly or annually, employees will begin to rely on them, so it's important to be clear if they will be reduced or eliminated well in advance. And lastly, don't overspend on bonuses. Employees may love their gigantic bonuses, but they won't appreciate it if the business goes under months later due to poor financial management. And remember, how you give a bonus is arguably as important as what you give. So pair personal, meaningful recognition efforts and perks with bonuses to show your appreciation for the team's hard work. So in answer to the question of the why, obviously a motivator with your employees, but when they talk about doing it in front of a group, you know, whether it's an individual has saved the company money, has discovered a new process that's going to streamline productivity or something like that, being recognized in front of their peers goes a long way in making sure that the person feels appreciated, which is what you want. And that's the number one thing that I saw when recruiting, was that employees just felt like they were a number, and that they felt very kind of like, I don't want to say not useful, but they felt as if the company just looked at them as just a number, and if you quit today, fine, we'll replace you tomorrow. That's not what you want. That's not building a company culture. And as we talked about the different pay grades, you also have to understand that promotions come with that. So you want to make sure that it's not always just financial, but at least it's trending with that. Because people are getting impatient, and you know, we have kids coming right out of college that expect that they can be the CEO of the company. So you have to temper the expectations, but you also have to manage them along the way and make sure that you know, people understand, yeah, we give out bonuses occasionally, but it's based on company performance or departmental performance, and as such, you know, you have to perform. So just a couple of thoughts there on bonuses. I wanted to make sure that we got that out there because we didn't. I did have a couple people questioning the when. That is pretty much up to you as far as the when is concerned. It can be done with what they call on the spot. So a team does good, you want to recognize it, give them the bonus. If you create quarterly productivity expectations and they meet them, then give them their bonus. And some people just wait till the end of the year. Very often what you find is at the end of the year, if the employee knows the company is doing well and they get the same bonus they got last year, or the company did better than last year and they get the same bonus, they hold a little resentment like, well, if we did so much better, why is my bonus the same? So it's a tricky balance, but one that I think everyone can work with. All right, let's talk about three great ways to save time and post great content on Facebook. Now, it takes just a few hours every week to keep your Facebook page full of fresh content. And here, what we want you to do is learn how to market your small business without wasting your time. Now, according to the Pew Research Center, 68% of all U.S. adults use Facebook. In other words, your customers are using this social media platform. So if you want to engage them online, your business should be using it too. But posting on Facebook 1 to 3 times per day might sound overwhelming. If you don't have much time to log on and tinker with content throughout the day, here are 3 tips to help you streamline your Facebook time investment while maximizing results. First, you want to create content in batches. Make your social media process more efficient by setting aside time to create content in batches. Now, as Facebook marketing expert Marie Smith suggests, write out the top 10 frequently asked questions from your customers and make that into a blog post, and then create 10 short videos or slides with each point or tip, as well as 10 image quotes. Second, consider hiring a part-time social media pro. Now, if you can afford part-time help, it might be worth it. Hiring a good social media assistant, or for even a few hours a week, can make all the difference, Smith said. For example, you can provide your assistant with photos and video clips that you have on your phone anyway, and they could use them to create many wonderful videos using a tool such as Animoto. And third, take advantage of scheduling tools. Smith added that small business owners should take advantage of a social media scheduling tool such as Hootsuite, Buffer, Post Planner, or Edgar. That way, you can schedule your posts in advance instead of stopping in the middle of the day to update Facebook. Facebook always allows you to directly pre-schedule your posts. So I had a customer or a client call me the other day, and they were talking about their Facebook page. And I had mentioned, you know, like, when was the last time you had made a post? And she goes, well, I haven't made a post in a while. So I went to the page. She really hadn't made a post since last August. That's not having a Facebook page for your business. That's not even web pages, your website pages should be changed periodically just so that it looks different if a customer comes back. So you want to put out content on a regular basis. Your customers and the people who follow you should be able to see something new almost daily, and sometimes even more than. We've partnered, it mentions, you know, hiring somebody part-time. We've partnered with a company called Main Street Hub. They came in, they did about a 2-hour photo shoot of products and our warehouse and things like that. And now they're putting out posts and we're complementing it with other posts, but we're coordinating with each other so that the content is new and fresh. And, you know, sometimes it's just a reminder, hey, look, we make trophies. And other times it's talking about a specific project. So not a bad idea, and it has freed me up a lot in regards to the time that I spend working on social media. All right, we're going to step away for a quick news break. We're going to get Jim Lynch on the phone from Regional Personnel, and we're going to talk about the real cost of a bad hire with Jim. We're going to take about 15 minutes to do that and talk about his upcoming presentation on Tuesday, April 24th with the Somerset County Business Partnership on the real cost of a bad hire. I'm definitely interested in hearing what he has to say. Hopefully you will too. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A history-making change of power expected in Cuba today, though most experts say it's not likely to change things for the Cuban people. President Raul Castro, the 86-year-old leader, is expected to hand over power to a hand-picked successor, the current vice president of Cuba, 57-year-old Miguel Diaz-Canel. The late revolutionary leader Fidel Castro, having ruled the Caribbean nation for 47 years before ill health led him to hand the leadership authority to his younger brother, Raul.
We want to get the investigation over with, done with.
President Trump there referring to the Russia probe, but in those remarks yesterday, he went on to downplay reports that he's considering firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Still, the Senate Judiciary Panel is today considering a bill that would protect Mueller from being fired. And this is USA Radio News.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice. Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello Tours.
Oh, Pirello Tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello Tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free, once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. So glad you could join me. And on the line right now, we have Jim Lynch, who's the owner of Regional Personnel. Jim, are you out there?
I am.
Very
How
good.
How are you?
I'm good. So I saw that you're having an interesting conversation at the Somerset County Business Partnership next week. And the title is The Real Cost of a Bad Hire. And that got me thinking because I think every business owner at some point, if they're honest with themselves, will say, you know what, this is a bad hire. So in the preview of your talk, it says, did you know that 80% of small to mid-sized businesses admit to making a bad hire? And so talking about the presentation, you're going to discuss the actual costs and key causes as well as the impact to the company. So if you can, let us know, what is the real cost of a bad hire? Is it strictly just financial? Is it emotional? Is it morale, production? What do you mean when you say that?
Yeah, it came out of, taking a step back, Jim, it came out of a lot of people were telling me about making bad hires. And I decided to build a model, an activity-based model that looked at every single person in an organization that's involved and how much time he or she puts in. And then I applied what they get paid, typically. So many times I go into a client and I give them that number. So one of the things I did find is that people keep making bad hires because they don't really understand or know the real full cost of what it is when they do it. And there's financial costs, but there's also disruption and incomplete projects. There's a negative impact on teams and their performance. There's a whole list of things that could impact that are soft, beyond just the cost. But the cost was the first thing, Jim, that I kept running into people saying that they didn't really understand their costs, and I decided to build a model.
So when you talk about cost, obviously you have the person's salary, you have the benefits, and then when you mentioned there the disruptions, the incomplete projects, things like that's also a cost. Anything else that people weren't thinking about or weren't realizing were associated with a bad hire?
There's also relocation costs. There's training fees to bring someone in for a month or two and then find out that they've left. But, the real morale, that's the question. And then what happens with internal morale, it spreads. And I was listening to what you said earlier about a company's reputation. And if they keep making this mistake over and over, it just makes it look like something's wrong internally. And it could simply just be the process by which they vet or they interview or they onboard. And those are three key elements of bringing someone in, bringing the right person in, and making them stay.
Very good. Now, you're doing a presentation next Tuesday, April 24th, on Grove Street in Bridgewater. Where is that?
It's just off of Route 22 across from the Bridgewater Commons Mall.
Are you by the library, or where are you at?
That's actually in the Somerset Chamber Business Partnership.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. So I got you. So it's the big brick building there, off right in the corner of Grove Street and 22. And that's,
yeah, they have a very large conference room that we decided to use because it's more centrally located for the clients that we're bringing in.
Very good. And that's from 8:30 in the morning to 10 in the morning. Open to everybody. There are still seats available?
Yes, it's limited, but we have a few seats left. Yep.
Very good. When we talk about bad hires, and you mentioned something about the culture, obviously if you make a bad hire, it puts a strain on everybody in the organization. There's resentment starts to build. There's infighting, if you will. But, you know, once the word gets out that you've got this bad apple, so to speak, it could also cost you in that you can have a great candidate that you want to hire who's hearing these stories and saying, I don't think I want to be a part of that organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've actually had that situation happen to ourselves whereby the company just wasn't moving fast enough. And it wasn't necessarily that there was anything going on inside other than the fact that they couldn't really get consensus around whether or not to move forward with a particular candidate. And the candidate had several offers on the table, and right now there's a bit of a fight, if you will, a war on talent. And this person took the other offer that was in hand. But, you know, some people look at that from the outside and say that there's something going on. There's something wrong. They couldn't get out of their own way. So the reputation is, and with social media these days, Jim, you know, you talk about it every week. This stuff can get out very fast that they couldn't figure out the offer. They couldn't make a decision. And perhaps maybe you made a bad decision and brought in the wrong person. That person turned around and left.
Right. Also, now, what we're noticing now, or what I'm starting to see in the trends, and I'll, because you're in the industry every day, I want to just get your take on it. We have about 4.1% unemployment nationally, and the complaints I'm getting from people are we're getting a lot of resumes, but we're not getting any hireable resumes. These people aren't bringing enough tools to the table to say they can do the job. And I know that clients have a wish list, and they'll say, well, we need them to have, you know, these 10 you know, items checked off that they can do. Are companies starting to bend and saying, hey, we'll take 8 out of the 10 skill sets, you know, and we'll train the other 2? Or are they holding out for that, you know, diamond in the rough that they hope is still out there?
I think it's the former, Jim, because I think there is the war for talent is on, you know, especially mm-hmm. across certain life sciences, pharma right now, especially in this area. But that's where we get involved, Jim, because a lot of times we'll find out what's not on the resume, and we'll go back to the client and explain to them that, okay, here's your wish list of 10 things. They missed on these 2. They do not have this skill, they do not have this certification, or they do not have this background. But look, this is another thing that they bring to the table, and this is why when we get close to our clients, we get a sense for the bigger picture in this person's career path. And sometimes we can bring that up in a conversation where maybe they overlook something, or maybe it's just not on the hard resume, where we learned about it during our interview process and said, look, you know, you're asking this person perhaps to bring a medical device or understand a regulatory environment in Australia. That's a real example right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily come through on the resume, because if this person listed every region in the world they knew about or could manage the local regulatory agencies, it'd be 10 pages long. But in the job description that you and I would see up on a website, it did not disclose that. But we learned that during our kind of meetings, initial meetings and discovery about the whole plan for this person. And that's why, you know, we get very involved and we take our time. We work over you know, within a couple of clients, but we run deep.
Right.
And that's where we get involved, and we can actually make a better fit at the end of the day, because it's not just their portal saying they're in or out of the price range. They do not have the certification. That resume gets thrown out. But right. On the other hand, if you put it up on ZipRecruiter and Indeed, you get 400 or 500 resumes, and they're absolutely not even close to what they're looking for. So, you know, many times we'll get involved where we have to go out and sift through those 200, and we'll get down to it and call these people up and learn what's not on the resume.
Very good. So the real cost of a bad hire presentation you're doing next week, we're focusing on HR managers of companies between 20 and 100 employees. I want to talk about regional personnel for a minute and give you the opportunity to kind of plug the business. What are the types of positions, the types of companies you're working with, and at what level? So that if a candidate is listening and saying, you know, it is time for a change, are you the right, you know, firm for them? And then conversely, if a client is listening and they say, boy, what I used to get from my hiring managers was, you can submit any resume you want as long as I can't find it on Indeed or on Monster.com or on CareerBuilder. You find me, you know, what the one woman said was, find me the fresh meat, if you will. So what is it that, you know, who are you working with and what are you looking for?
Yeah, we have two businesses essentially, Jim. One is a vertical in pharmaceuticals where we can place anyone in any functional area in pharmaceuticals because I have a deep, as you know, a deep background in pharma, being in there for 25 years mm-hmm. and being in every functional area along the way of those 25 years. But the other piece of our business is clerical, office support, and that's not any, that's industry nonspecific. So in other words, any industry, we can bring in office staff, clerical, receptionist, bookkeepers, accounts payable, accounts receivable, data entry, customer service. So there's really two businesses, Jim, mm-hmm. and we service, you know, mostly the central New Jersey area for that horizontal office staff, and the vertical being in pharma is all over the country for the most part.
Very good. If you had the crystal ball, what do you see happening in hiring trends? Like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was Monster.com, and it seems like there's been a huge shift towards using LinkedIn, and not so much replacing the executive search firm, but, you know, getting directly connected with the hiring manager. So are you seeing that? Are you competing with LinkedIn, or are you using it as a supplement to your strategies?
We're not really competing with it, other than on the front end when you're trying to initially engage someone who's probably not on the radar, a passive candidate, for example. Mm-hmm. But where we get involved is where we really engage and get in a deep conversation with the candidate about what he or she is looking for. And many times our clients don't have that time or that luxury. The internal recruiters, the internal talent scouts, if you will, they'll put things out and post it and see what they get. But I just find that many of my clients are just stretched to the brim. They don't have time to do the kind of deep dive engagement that we would do. So we probably use a lot of the same tools, Jim,
mm-hmm.
but we do a lot of the investigation and conversation and discussion and discovery around the candidate to make sure it's the right fit at the end of the day.
Very good. So if you are listening and you have a business owner, a human resources professional that has made bad hires, you know, and this isn't a shame on you segment. It's more, how do we prevent that from happening in the future? Jim will be doing a presentation at the Somerset County Business Partnership located at 360 Grove Street in Bridgewater next Tuesday, April 24th from 8:30 in the morning till 10 in the morning. For more information on that, you can write to info@regionalpersonnel.com. I encourage you also to go to the regionalpersonnel.com website. Jim, if you will, just talk to us a minute about the section on your website called Insights and how that can help candidates and clients.
Yeah, that's where it's essentially a blog. And, I mean, we just finished putting up a three-part series about the cost of a bad hire, not just the money is part one, the morale is part two, and the reputation of the company is part three. But I try to stay current, and I try to pull in articles that I see being relevant to the industries and the clients and the candidates that I support. So it's a great place if you want to get a quick look at or get a deeper dive into a particular subject matter.
Very good. Excellent website. It's also the place to get started for candidates that may be in the pharmaceutical industry or in the administrative clerical side looking to make a change. Give the folks at Regional Personnel a call. Jim, what's the phone number up there?
908-534-8113.
Very good. I appreciate you call, for talking to me today. I was very intrigued when I saw the headline, Real Cost of a Bad Hire. And I've seen it. I've made them. And, I can also say that, a lot of times I've held on to people because I didn't want to go through the hiring process again in the hopes that either they would get better or I could magically transform them. The answer is no. But, it's definitely an interesting topic, and hopefully people will join you on Tuesday, April 24th at the Somerset County Business Partnership at 8:30 in the morning on Grove Street in Bridgewater. Again, if they need any information, it's info@regionalpersonnel.com. So, again, thanks to Jim Lynch for joining me here today. Any closing comments, Jim?
Yeah, Jim, I just want to say that I listen to your show every week, and I've actually implemented many of the ideas that you come up with because we're a small business, as you are. And, it's just extremely important that you get a lot smarter than the larger ones that have large staffs. So I have to tell you, I do appreciate every piece of information that you put out there and a lot of the insights that you personally have implemented. I've also tried. So keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening.
Very good. And I know we've talked in the past and through a mutual contact that we do want to tap into your resources for the show when it comes to hiring issues and employment issues and things like that. So listeners will probably hear more from Jim as the weeks and months progress. Jim, thanks again for joining us. Look forward to talking to you in the future, and good luck with your presentation next week, The Real Cost of a Bad Hire at the Somerset County Business Partnership, 360 Grove Street in Bridgewater. If you need any more information on that, contact Jim at info@regionalpersonnel.com. Thanks again, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Stepping away for a break, and we'll be back talking about Pinterest and how that can pay off for your small business. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com and WHCRDB. I do want to apologize. I'm being treated for swollen vocal cords. And one of the things the doctor said I need to stop doing is talking, which is really hard when you host a one-hour radio show. But when I'm at home, I'm not talking to anybody. But today, for some reason, it's just feeling a little tight. I can sense the difference in my voice, and I apologize if it sounds any different to you. But this is rough. And you know, you tell somebody like me to shut up, it gets a little hard. So I do apologize for that. And hopefully, through the follow up treatments, we'll be able to get this cleared up in a couple of weeks, and then you won't be able to shut me up. So that'll be on you. All right. So let's talk about Pinterest for a minute. We've talked a lot about Facebook marketing. We've talked a lot about LinkedIn. We've talked about Twitter, Instagram, but we haven't really talked about Pinterest. And the more I go towards Pinterest, I see recipes, I see crafts, I see different things that people post. And I'm like, how would this benefit my business? I haven't found it yet, but there are stories out there that say that Pinterest can pay off for your business. So before you add the platform to your social media marketing plan, you want to decide first if you have a good supply of photos and graphics to share, because it's a very visual platform to be using, and if you have the time to engage with other Pinterest users. Now, if Facebook facilitates social connections and Twitter is all about instant news updates, Pinterest can be summed up as the place to go for idea inspiration. The social media platform consists of pins or photos you can choose to save that are organized topically via self-directed boards that help you keep track of your ideas, leveraging images as the primary way to share ideas, the platform site states. Pinterest is where people discover new ideas and find inspiration to do the things they love. I saw this during my son's wedding, where his fiance would say, oh, I saw this on Pinterest, or my wife has seen certain things and she would suggest it to others. A lot of teachers use Pinterest to gather ideas from other teachers all over the country for how to decorate their classrooms or different study techniques, things like that. So again, keeping in your head, this is more visual than anything else. But if you have a nice product that you want to showcase, then Pinterest may be the place for you. So someone like Karen over at Sage and Attachments may find it a new blouse and want to get it out there. I think Pinterest would be a great platform for that. So if you're considering redecorating your home, planning a wedding, or constantly on the lookout for new recipes, there's no doubt that Pinterest is the way to go. But is Pinterest worth it for small business owners who have precious little time to spend on social media marketing? And that all depends, according to Lori Thomas Ross, who is the social media expert and CEO of Web Marketing Therapy. The key is creative, consistent, underline that word, consistent content. Now, when determining if Pinterest is a good fit for your small business, Ross suggested a few tips to make the decision easier. If your small business can answer yes to each of these questions, then Pinterest seems like it would be a good fit for you. So if your business is in need of a way to reach women, according to Com, 81% of Pinterest users are women. So think of your audience. Now, if you're selling monkey wrenches, that may not be the right platform for you. However, if you're selling the dresses or the blouses, then maybe that's the way to go. Do you have access to image-based content that can be shared? To post on Pinterest, you need a supply of photos, infographics, and relevant images designed by a graphic designer or by using a tool like Canva. Third, are you committed to posting engaging content regularly? And fourth, are you committed to engaging with other Pinterest users and boards back and forth? So there's a lot of, if you post something, somebody may ask you, like, where did you get it? How can I order it? Something like that. So you've got to be able to do the give and take with them. Now, according to Ross, whether or not Pinterest is a good fit for your small business is less about the type of industry you're in and more about your ability to answer yes to those four questions. From personal injury lawyers posting images with key points to consider before hiring an injury lawyer, to interior designers posting after pics, you know, I've seen small businesses of all shapes and sizes use Pinterest, she says. So if you have the time and the resources to make Pinterest make sense for your small business, then committing to that platform just might pay off for you. So, again, the way I see it and the way I've studied this over the past several years, we're getting away from traditional marketing. Now, I've talked to business owners who are in their 70s and 80s, and when we talked about marketing, it was all about the yellow pages. That was it back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. You had a nice ad. Maybe you bought a quarter page ad. And what people thought was, because you had the bigger ad,
You must be a bigger business. You must be a better business. Then we started to see a lot of newspaper and print ads, even so much as it ties in with regional personnel would be, if you remember when the Sunday Star Ledger came out, you'd go to the job section or sections. There might be two or three of them. They'd have these big box ads for new positions, clinical research scientists with the entire job description. Now they're not even there anymore. So you don't see that many ads anymore. You're not seeing that many ads in newspapers in general. If you pick up the New York Times today versus the New York Times from 20 years ago, you'll notice it's a lot thinner. So trends change, and that's why they call them trends. But I think what we're going to start seeing more and more of is the advertising and the way advertising is done is going to be more electronic, more social. I'm not saying that the print ads are going to go away altogether. I'm not saying that radio and TV ads are going away altogether. But I do believe that more and more people will start to be influenced by social media. Anybody under the age of 35 is already there. So if that's part of your core demographic, you better learn how to do it. And so many stores, so many business owners are telling me they refuse. They just don't believe that it's a fad, that it's not going to work out. The fad may be your business if you don't get on board with social media marketing. So you're going to want to make sure that you're ahead of the curve. Coming up in future shows on May 3rd, we're going to have Stacey Green with us. She's from Anderson House, and this is a halfway house for women going through addiction recovery, a very successful program. They're celebrating 20 years locally here, and we're going to be talking about not only Anderson House mission. We're trying to have one of the people that have gone through the program join us on the program that day. They have a big golf tournament coming up that you'll be able to support. And again, 20 years of helping women through recovery is a tremendous feat. So glad to have her coming on board on May 3rd. June 7th, I've already said it 20 times, but I'm going to say it again. Buy the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, and read that book in anticipation of the show. Mike has a unique way of doing your accounting, and a quick brief summary would be typically everybody uses one checking account, so all of your deposits come in, they go into that account, and then all your bills get paid out of there. Now we're going to use six different accounts. We're going to keep taking from every deposit, putting them in little buckets, and then there'll be money there for your taxes, for royalties if you have to pay them, for owner's pay, for profit, for income and for operating expenses. It is a fascinating program. It is turning around our business and some other businesses that we're working with, and it's just a great way to control your finances, not your finances controlling you. In sports and NASCAR news, last Monday saw Kyle Busch win the rain-delayed Food City 500 for his second win in a row. And this week, the teams traveled to Richmond Raceway for the Toyota Owners 400 Saturday night on Fox. In Major League Baseball, the 2018 Major League Baseball season is underway, and the Red Sox, Indians, and Angels lead their divisions in the American League, while the Mets, Pirates, and Diamondbacks lead their divisions in the National. In the NBA and NHL, the playoffs have started and are continuing, and we'll follow that a little more closely as we get closer to the finals. Right now, there's just way too many teams to review at this point. But as we get closer to the semifinals and finals, then we'll start talking about NBA and NHL playoffs. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you this afternoon, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. And maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said although he's looking forward to the historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he still could pull out of the meeting if he feels it's not going to be fruitful.
We've never been in a position like this with that regime. If I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting.